Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Are we ready to start the ball rolling?
I think so.
Okay, excellent.
I just need to record.
Recording in progress.
Got it.
There's a motion detected at my door. Here we go now. Oh, shite, what have I done?
What have you done?
No.
We're usually very professional. It's the tiredness, you see.
Oh, yeah, it's early. It you is. Can count it as early.
There we go.
Are we all good now?
Yeah, we're
excellent.
All right, cool.
Ready to go.
It's iRadio in the morning with Cooper and Una. Black Hole is the debut single from a brand new artist called Siobhan. It's very impressive, especially for this brand new Irish young artist. Black Hole brings you in with its vulnerable lyrics and dreamy vocals and a warm guitar. Siobhan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hello. Oh, thank you for that introduction. That's so nice.
It's all right. I didn't mind it. Somebody else. I'm joking.
We're loving the song, Siobhan. That's a very Irishy name you do be having now with a different accent, so... Are you of Irish descent?
I am of Irish descent, yeah, very proudly. My family on both sides, from Cork and Roscommon. So, yeah,
hey, very, the Rossies.
I was the one kid at school with, like, on St. Patrick's Day with the massive badge, you know, like the size of my head. So, very, very proud, Irish person.
And did you have any difficulty when people would see your name of how they would pronounce it?
Oh my goodness, I've had everything under the sun, you know, like Syobahan, Shoiban. I almost got Simon, I was like, I think that's a bit of a stretch, but got to the point where my classmates, you know, I wouldn't even have to correct the teacher, they would all be like, it's Siobhan, you know, like, we've been here enough times.
Like, think of it like this, kind of like, it's raining outside, Siobhan your wellies now. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
And I like that it's got, you know, the fodder as well, which is nice. So,
it is lovely.
I'm Una, so I spell my name Onagh. So I just get called Unag all the time.
Yeah, Unag.
Unaggy.
That's because you nag all the time.
That's true. Double O Nag, license to moan. That's me.
I was looking at your socials and there was a lovely video of you getting super and well-deservedly excited about getting to Spotify's New Music Friday playlist, which is fantastic. And
thank you so much.
What a buzz and what a feeling. And like to get on that like is really difficult. So like you must have been really proud.
Oh my goodness. I woke up on like, it was the Friday morning and like a girl had messaged me on Instagram like, congratulations. And I'd seen like a screenshot. And honestly, I ran down to my housemate. Like I was basically in tears and she was like half asleep. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really happy for you. And I was like, this is it's just so, it's gone so much better than I ever could have thought. Like, you know, it's honestly a dream come true. It's ridiculous.
And as well as all that, Siobhan, I think you have actually introduced a new music genre to the world. And this new music genre is called the sad bop.
Oh, sad bop.
Yeah, can you please describe sad bop to the world?
Yeah, sad bop is sort of, you know, like boppy tune, you know, a bit of like a pop vibe to it with, you know, some fun guitars, but then, you know, really sad, depressing lyrics to go along with it. So I sort of always see it as, you know, you can dance and cry to it at the same time, depending on your mood.
Oh my God, I love that. That's what I do be doing every Friday night, dancing and crying at the same time.
I think it's sad. Exactly. Sad bop is perfect for me because I'm the worst person remembering lyrics. So yeah. I tend to just listen to the melody of a song. So like, I'd be having a great, happy time and people are like, you know, this song is really sad. I'm like, but it sounds happy. But it sounds happy.
Yeah.
So you're fooling
us. That's how you get them.
Got us.
And Siobhan, who would have been your musical influences that encouraged you to bring sad bop to the world?
Ooh, I mean, my first ever gig was Avril Lavigne. That was when I was 10.
Love
and
her.
Genuinely changed my life. I was in like the seats, like right at, you know, at the top. And I was just in awe of her. So I think, you know, early inspirations like that, and Rufus Wainwright, I'm a massive, massive fan of. But, you know, I love Clairo and Sam Fender and lots of those sort of, yeah, sad lyrics, but like really upbeat, like a lot of Sam Fender songs are really intense lyrics.
Are they? You know,
See, there's trickery in there. There's trickery, but I love it.
My party trick is definitely like my whole head is just lyrics. Like there's nothing else in there except lyrics. Like I just, I listen to all of them and instantly know them, which is good, but also there's not a lot of room for anything else.
You mentioned that you went to an Avril Lavigne concert for your first concert. I remember going to an Avril Lavigne concert, and we thought we didn't know much about her at the time. She was kind of, it was kind of like one of her first gigs. It was in Dublin,
like 2002. Oh no, circa...
like way before then. I think.
Really?
I think so.
No,
yeah.
No, because she didn't have her big hit.
Did she not?
Complicated until
No, Skater Boy was her big one.
Oh, Skater Boy.
Yeah.
Skater Boy was 2001, maybe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
So we thought
I think
we
went in 2008.
We thought we were going to like a punk rock concert. All right.
Yeah.
Because we got the tickets and we're like, hey, Avril Lavigne. We're like, oh, yeah, we're not Skater Boy. So we went and we asked for mosh pit wristbands. No, there was no mosh pit at Avril Lavigne.
There was a lot of crying though.
No, it was the mummy and baby pit. So it was mums with boogies, and that's where we were.
At Avril Lavigne concert.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It was so bizarre. It was brilliant though. My God. It was a brilliant gig. Yeah, I love that. Come here. What's the plans for the year ahead of you now?
Yeah, so I've got lots of new music, which I'm super excited to release. So I think, you know, over the next few months, just getting that music out, getting some gigs in, which is going to be so fun. And I'm so excited. Hopefully in Ireland as well. Definitely come and do some gigs there. That's near the top of the list. I'd love to go over and get obviously all of my family.
You'd have to have it in the first one in Roscommon now, mine, Mrs. Over Cork.
Absolutely. Yes. There you go. It's done. It's sorted. But yeah, just lots of music, gigs and, you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, listen, come here, Siobhan. We love the song Black Hole, and congratulations on being an I Love Irish artist for August, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Siobhan. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
With everything. And let us do let us know when you're coming over to perform in Ireland.
iRadio in the morning.
With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.